meeting to order. Are you recording my list?
Yes.
Let's get a roll call, please.
Yes. Sessish?
Present.
Diedrich?
Present.
Dumanovic?
Oh, we can't hear
you. Yes, okay. Hyatt is absent. Lane?
Here.
And Wilbur?
Here.
Thank you.
Oh, Sasha's in. I thought Sasha was going to be here.
He is. He's online.
Oh.
He said he's online.
He's like, yeah, you're
Sash is there. He's waving at you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
A little bit. We all have to be quiet.
Don't talk over each other.
All right. Introduction of guests, the officials and staff, director of Parks and Recreation. We have Tim Evans, superintendent of parks. Super Parks. Scott Sleaser, superintendent of recreation. Shay Remus. Shay's here, right?
Yeah.
And city council liaison to park board is Ken Koch. And then we have our illustrious press here, Mark. Is it Foster?
It is.
All right, Mark Foster's here. All right, we have public. Do we have any public online? No? Okay. No public comments, presentations, nothing. May I get a motion to approve the November 18th, 2021 minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Wilbur, second by Lane. Anybody have questions, comments to add to that? Hopefully you were able to look at them. Can I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Diedrich?
Yes.
Dumanovic?
Yes.
Thank you. Lane?
Yes.
Wilbur?
Yes.
And Sessish?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion passes. Bills review. We got bills list December 2021 through January 2021. Any comments, Tim, to make on those?
Not particularly. I mean,
I was trying to look at it online before. I hate the online.
You know, we had a lot. This included like November and December. So you still had a lot of expenses related to the end of fall sports. You had a lot of expenses related still to Halloween celebration, preschool, things of that nature. So not quite as much as we had in the summer, but there was still quite, you know, ongoing. So a lot of it's preschool, holiday celebration, and just sports, and then Scott has some stuff.
So not anything super unusual? Okay.
Nothing.
That's what I always look for, like the big numbers that jump out at me.
No, we'll have some big numbers in the future once we ordered the playgrounds, but we haven't gotten them yet. We ordered trucks, we haven't gotten them yet.
Yeah.
Those will come. So, and that's part of our capital budget.
Yeah, okay. Budget report, October through December 2021. We have the packet here if anybody wants to look at.
Budget-wise, I mean, we're not back to normal before pre-COVID. I mean, we still have quite a few programs that we're not able to run. We're not able to get in the school still. So some of our expenses, Scott, Shane, and I are monitoring pretty closely and holding off on some purchases until we see how the fiscal year goes. So we're right in the middle of spring sports registration, which is huge with baseball, soccer, softball.
Yeah.
We'll have a pretty good idea of where we're at when that's done. I mean, we will make budget. It's just a matter of some other expenses that we might put into buying a gator and stuff like that. We're kind of holding off on just to make sure we can make budget before we spend anything. So, but the good news is spring sports, we're a week in and we already have, you know, last year we had like almost 900 kids and we have 500 kids already signed up in a week between three, so we're going to probably exceed that number, so I think we're off to a good start.
Okay, good.
Preschool is another thing we've been really monitoring just because at the beginning of the year we were back pretty much to full strength, but with COVID situations we've had to shut down a couple of times, so we have had two or three people that have dropped out just because we've had to shut down for a week. People don't understand, as we've tried to explain, is the preschool guidelines are completely different than K through 12. So preschool, you're shutting down 10 days if you have any close contacts, because we're only getting to a point where a couple of kids have been vaccinated because they hit five.
Yep.
Almost 90% of our kids aren't vaccinated.
Are the parents okay with some of...
Yeah, I mean, we've had a few, you have on both sides of the spectrum. So, I mean, we've kind of been open and honest and said, here's
but you got to follow the rules.
I mean, we don't have a choice as a government entity. Yeah, so... We've been making it work.
Has anybody pulled out completely, or are they?
We have one who pulled out, for it completely. But I think overall we're holding on really well under the circumstances.
Yeah.
We kind of saw it right before Christmas. We had an issue. We had to shut down the week. We kind of did it for two reasons. One, we had an issue with our main preschool teacher had
What's happened?
It's being recorded, just telling us. She got COVID. She had a breakthrough case, so we had to completely shut down because she was in close contact with every single kid.
Yep.
And we also didn't want to ruin everyone's holidays, being the one that with last year. So we kind of closed it 3 days early just to tell, and we told people, we don't want to ruin the holidays where everyone doesn't can't see their grandparents and things like that. But then unfortunately coming back, it was almost immediately out of the gate. We had a COVID situation. We didn't have to shut the whole program down, but we had to shut part of it down.
Okay.
But parents have been great. I mean, we've had some kids that haven't come in a week or two. They've been very, they're keeping them away. So we've been able to avoid quite a few situations coming out of Christmas break where we haven't had to shut down completely. We might have to shut class or something like that.
Sure.
So that was a little concern I had is just, we keep shutting down, we're going to have to get refunds. Staff's done a great job of doing take-home kits, doing virtual classes, too, to kind of help offset all that. So it's not like we're saying, okay, sorry, we won't see you in 10 days. Right. We are trying to do other things with it. So, but it's holding on pretty good. So overall, hopefully
we can get past this,
One of the things this year is we're still at cross with basketball. We're not back in the school. So normally having 500-plus kids, we got 200 kids. We weren't able to do summer basketball last year because we couldn't be in school. So hopefully that stuff will get back where even though you're putting in a lot of the same time, just from a financial standpoint, which our budget's based off, we're not getting that revenue because we're having less kids in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, from a staff standpoint, it would be great to get out of this just because it's a lot of work to follow all these guidelines make sure we're keeping track of it all and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think most parents understand this. I mean, they are. I mean, it's getting a little old, but they understand what they have to do and what they can do.
Yes. So we're doing well under the circumstances. I mean, staff's done a really good job.
You can follow along.
You know, Shay's even in their teaching classes. We have two, Shay and Christine are both teaching classes just because of staffing issues and we're trying to make it work. So, so we'll keep it going for
everybody loves Shay though. Yeah. They're probably like, yay, we get Shay.
That's the problem. That people will want her as our preschool teacher next year.
Yes.
I need to do other things.
That's all I hear is how wonderful she is. I'm like, yeah, I know. We love her. All right. Any questions, comments on that?
So budget wise, we'll be fine.
All right. Well, thank you for you're always good about calling me too when things are happening. So that when a resident calls, I'm like not blindsided, going what. All right, new business pickleball court proposal.
So last time we met, we had the budget, and when we met with the school district, there were some concerns just over at Stepping Stone as well as it being able to expand there. So Scott and I went and looked at Rotary and thought that would be a place that we could put it where it's away from the schools, it has its own dedicated parking lot, it has off-street parking that's easily accessible, and it would allow us to expand this also someday once we can get some more revenue for this. So this is the kind of the proposal that we have right now. I know Dan had submitted some stuff that I want everyone to see concerning people that he had talked to as well about this project.
And this is what we have budget-wise in hand to use?
This was money that was given to us, so the developers...
Right, from the land cash.
Yeah, but it was...
They were adding more density into one of the units.
Yeah,
and
so basically...
the land cash contribution.
Is it extra?
So they were going to do, originally, if you remember, in the northern section, they were going to do what they call a grandparents' park. And then they said, well, what if you guys did it? And we said, well, what are you proposing? And it was an open space that is HOA owned. And we said, well, we really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's not.
What's a grandparent park, may I ask?
It's a spot where like a grandparent would take a grandchild to
the playground. I don't know what that means.
It's a smaller playground. It's
for the grandparents to play?
No.
I was going to say, is it an adult for you too?
Are they really low to the ground? Like, what is it? I don't know. When you say preschool park, I know that's for little kids. Maybe I should have asked Dan. I don't know.
Your grandparents will understand.
Yeah, give yourself a few years.
No.
So essentially, we decided that they would just, give us $50,000 to enhance a park.
Sure.
So that's when we got the money, and we said, this has been a big topic. Let's do a pickleball court.
Oh my gosh, it's been the most talked about. People keep coming up to me. Thank you.
For sure.
What?
You know, I appreciate you putting some effort to this because it is something that we have to look at.
We've been talking about it for years.
You know who I went to?
Right, Ken?
my friend Jerry Engelhardt,
sure.
Don't put his name in the paper, has done this before for his school districts. I mean, he was the head of 36 schools and whatever. And that they have to, you know, he looked at various things. He looked at the positioning of it. We went out there and we checked it. And again, you have to remember who is playing in these courts. You have to put it where people are going to walk very closely to these. Are older people. If something happens, you have to have an ambulance come. They are not going to be walking across grass. They're not going to be walking across. So we looked at the school. We went out there, and that was not a good place back there whatsoever. I mean, and the school is not going to use that. You have too many kids in a class to use a pickleball court. One pickleball court, two pickleball courts. You have 30 kids. How many are going to be playing? So we looked at that. Then we went to Rotary. And Rotary is kind of perfect. It really, really is. The way it's located there next to the parking area there, you can all expand it there. I know you got a football field there too, correct?
Three. Yeah, and that's part of the year.
And it's not that far away from 34. It just looked good to me. And so then we looked at the fact that you put a lot of things in there that you don't necessarily have to have. You don't need a lot of bushes around it. You don't need a lot of landscaping. You don't need a bunch of sidewalks like you were putting in there. You can be putting that towards more of the courts.
You got to have sidewalks.
You had some benches and you had some things that are not necessarily.
We should just have sandwiches.
Well, and some of them they don't have. A lot of them they don't. A lot of the people bring their own chairs.
We have people request that when we have bocce courts.
Well, all I'm just saying is, a lot of pickleball courts don't have it. They bring their own chairs. When I was up in Montgomery, they had. The problem they're going to have is it's going to be very crowded. And the problem that they have with these courses is the fact that if you have one court, you can only. That's not very good. You can play four people. You're going to have 20 people out there, and how do you take turns?
Yeah.
That is a problem. And some of these places I hear you have to go online and you have to sign up for a specific time. Because again, even if you're nice and you four are playing out, I'm coming up with four people too, and how long have you been on the court? Because there's no sign up. I just come out there and you're there and you can hog it for 2 hours if you don't die first. But the problem is there, you're going to have issues. There have been issues before at a lot of pickleball courts of when are you going to get off the damn court? When is my turn? When is my turn? And that's going to be a problem. We have to face it. That's not going to come up. One court's not going to do it. Two courts are not going to do it. You're going to have at least four courts.
Is there enough room 16 people. There for it to grow?
There is. I mean, there's space to do that. I mean, this was a site we looked at before we looked at even stepping stones. The issue was, that we considered at Rotary was, there's a lot going on there already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on there already. So if you have a playground, you have an active baseball field, you have football, you have a skate park.
Is this really the best spot?
You have a skate park. So that's why we opted to take a look at the stepping stone site to begin with. And we felt that if you could park at the school, it's not that far a walk. You know, I've been to several of these things, and Dan, they're used by everybody. It's not just old people.
No,
see,
I understand
that. Kids on these things.
But again, it's basically, it comes from the older people, the genre of the older people, because they can't play tennis anymore. And you're supposed to play with four people. They don't want you to play with two people, because again, you're supposed to skate in court, you're not supposed to go backwards, you're going to fall over here. It is so many, obviously, they played in high schools too. That's an issue too.
Yes,
so it's going to be all I'm trying to say is when we get there, and I'm glad we are going to get there, it's going to be a problem who's going to be playing. And how are...
I think, the one thing I saw at Naperville is they have this system where you can kind of put your racket in and it marks your spot to play. Now, does that correct? We have the same issue with tennis. We have the same issue with skate parks where people kind of have to learn to regulate
That's
it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't necessarily police it or go online and
you
say,
cannot.
Well, I signed up for this time,
that's,
you gotta get
that's
off.
True.
And people are gonna be like, I ain't leaving. You know,
that
so
is the problem
it has to be one of these things where people are going to have to just learn to take turns.
Well, you got to be civil, and you got to realize you don't.
I think.
I guess if there's an issue, you just take the net down and say, "Well, if we
can't
play well together, I don't know."
You can't do that. You really can't.
Well,
do that.
But I mean, if there's,
you might have to have a sign or something about how long you can play a game.
What if you had a sign?
You know,
sign
that says
like
hour on the hour, 10 o'clock.
I think one thing we can do is I'll have staff look into what other park districts are doing.
Right.
And then we can bring
time
a policy on the rules for the court back.
Right.
This is not going up next week.
Right.
I mean, the way that we're
it's
getting
good to
supplies.
Be cognizant of
I do
it,
think,
because I had no idea.
Obviously it would be great if we could build more, but I do think
Well, as long as there's room to grow,
I think
room for expansion.
But I'll be honest, I do think if I were going to build two more courts after this, I'm not sure I'd put them there or if I'd try to put them somewhere else.
As long, again, as where people are going to park.
I think some of it's going to depend on funding source, right? But I think if you could put two more somewhere else.
That's possible. But again, remember, you've got to put it where people can walk close. Uh-huh. Older people are not going to be walking a half a block. I mean, these are, I'm telling you, I've been out there watching them. These are older people.
And Dan, I mean, I've done a lot of visits, and it is, but I mean, let's, you know, it's a relative term. You don't want walking a block, you're right, but certainly I think if you're active enough to play pickleball,
you can walk a block.
You
can
walk a little bit.
Well, to some degree. All right.
So,
I appreciate you doing it. When we get there,
I mean, I think we can talk about the next slide.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
So when I'm looking at our packet here, we have one page that says, recommendation, staff seeks park board approval, votes Grand Reserve, Rotary Park Pickleball Court, and then there's another one in here.
The other one was just, we're voting on it going in Grand Reserve Rotary Park.
Okay.
The other one was the previous memo from the last meeting. I just like to put them all in there so we know what discussions.
So you see the history, right?
So when you look at the projected budget breakdown, you have court color servicing. You don't talk about this. This is just for one court, right?
It's two courts.
So eight people could be playing because you have two on each team.
Right. Yes.
I actually watched a video on how to play, like beginner's guide. So.
No, I mean,
I will go out with the oldest person here.
We'll bring back some stuff.
Okay.
There's some things.
I just want to make sure that I know
websites about pickleballs and tournaments and things like that we'll have to look into.
Okay.
When do you expect that this could potentially be up and running?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Scott, what do you think this is potentially up and running? I'll ask you.
Yeah, you know, the issue is we've got two playgrounds ahead of it. Right.
Right,
so which have kind of dragged on longer than we anticipated, right? So we're anticipating getting Price and Fox Hill at the end of February. That's going to be job one.
Sure.
Those should have already been in the rear view mirror, but we've just been held up by the manufacturer of the equipment.
And the equipment, yeah.
I hope to have this done by early summer.
Good.
Oh,
that's good.
I really, this is
going to be, after those two
parks, this is going to be kind of job one for construction. You know, obviously, it's long overdue.
You'll be the hero of this town.
Can we do a little grand opening event?
Sure,
sure.
When the
court opens? That's a great idea.
We should.
Just to get the word out.
We need this. Will
I don't think you'll have to get the word out.
Oh, okay.
people,
it will be fun to have a grand opening because we haven't done that in a while.
So this still, because the amount has to go to City Council for approval.
Yes.
So this will go not Tuesday because we've already missed the agenda. It'll go 2 weeks from now. I'll put it on the City Council agenda for approval. So. Once they get approved, then Scott and I can start ordering the equipment for this.
All right. Can I get a motion? Where's my paper at? I lost it already. All right. Can I get a motion for the approval on the proposed Grand Reserve Rotary Park pickleball court location and budget?
I'll make that motion. I'll
Lane
second
motions.
That motion.
Wilbur seconds. May I get a roll call, please?
Yes. Gimonovic.
She's
still here.
That was a yes.
He's
sleeping
over there.
He's a yes. Okay.
All right. Lane?
Of course.
Wilbur?
Yes.
Sessish?
Yes.
And Diedrich?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Congratulations,
Dan. Oh, my gosh.
I really mean it. You are going to see a groundswell of people that are going to be in there. And that's why I'm joking about how you're going to do it. But people are going to be playing, and there are going to be lines of people. I played a few times out in Montgomery. And people are sitting outside in their chairs waiting to...
You have to give lessons. I got
to
learn.
go to Naperville, because when I was over there, there were open courts on both times I was there.
Were there?
Yes.
Where'd you go? What time did you go?
I was in the morning.
You don't get up early in the morning.
They don't allow it.
Dan, it was
I thought you were up at like 4 a.m.
I'll be there at 10 o'clock.
It was probably 9 o'clock in the morning, but...
I don't get up at 9 o'clock either. You know, God doesn't get up till
9 o'clock. All right, let's move on so we can not be here all night. Oh my gosh, Dan, stop it. All right, next item, City School District Partnership Update. I saw your email come through.
So I sent out an email today. I don't know if everyone saw it. It's a more detailed packet because we actually finalized the memo of understanding between us and the school district and the details. So that is out in the public knowledge now. So basically what we're looking at is if you... there's the building by the football stadium. Mm-hmm. So if you were going and buying a ticket to go into the game, there's where equipment's right behind it. The back half of that building is two real nice big rooms. That's what they're going to remodel into a preschool room.
They don't use that already for equipment?
They use it for robotics.
They use it for robotics, but they're going to find another location for the robotics.
How exciting. So, yeah. Okay.
But what it does is it kind of gives preschool its own place where, even though because it's still a city program,
entrance.
It's not connected to the school.
Yeah.
It has its own entrance and things like that. It has easy access
to... Is there a bathroom
back
in there?
Part of this will be us installing a bathroom. So there's one bathroom for the whole building. We'll have to tie on to that and build a bathroom. So there's a budget of $75,000 to remodel this, add a bathroom, and for some other things for
the
city.
So will there be enough parking over there once, because it'll be during like regular school hours and stuff, right?
We'll have to adjust the hours a little bit. Shane and I need to talk about that more as we're doing this, just because we're going to want to avoid when the kids are coming and going. So we'll slightly adjust the school hours.
That seems like not a really good idea.
But I think there's a lot of potential here. It's two great rooms. It's got easy to the trash. It's got to the playground. It's got to a park. It's got easy access. It's in an educational campus with the library. And then we're looking at this also as a partnership with the school where some of their kids and their educational programs would come over and either watch it or participate. I mean, we're looking at this as not just a preschool, but a learning experience also for the older kids who may want to get into preschool, get into teaching and stuff like that.
Educators Rising.
Yeah, so the kids will actually come over, however we set that up, where they'll come and either watch or they'll even participate in it and things like that. So we think there's a lot of great opportunities here. And it gives us a permanent place that's in a great location. The building along the river is fine, but it's an older building, needs a lot of work, stuff like that. I think this is a really great partnership moving forward.
Okay, so I think the only thing that kind of gives me pause is the drop-off pickup kind of situation that you have with the kids. I remember the discussion when we were talking about the library, that the public was all up in arms, that it's too dangerous for our children to be around all the kids. And that was the library, so this is like right where all of, sort of is going on with the... kids parking.
Well, the library they were concerned about because it would be people like us coming and going in the library. There's going to be nobody around.
No,
the kids will be in school. So
you're talking about adjusting the hours that ours would open up after kids have already started class?
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
They started earlier too, though.
I was looking into it a little bit this week because I'm trying to hammer out some of those details for review for us in the school district. I mean, the high school kids, they start at 7:30. So most of the traffic that's happening in the morning that we'd be dealing with is in that 7 to 7, let's say, 45 zone. We traditionally don't even start preschool right now until 8:45.
Okay.
So that gives us an entire hour, after that main traffic from the high school that we would even be having preschool. I've already talked to a mom, too. She's actually one of our preschool teachers. Her kids go to Yorkville Grade School, which is just slightly, to the south of that area. Because they do start at 8:25, which is closer to our start time. But she said that none of that traffic actually filters over to behind that high school area where the field house is that we're looking at preschool. So I still need to actually go to the location and see it for myself during that time frame.
Okay.
But just based on previous experience I've had and also kind of talking to some parents as well who see that every morning, I really think that it's going to be just fine based on even the hours that we have now.
All right, well, please make sure you do that before that goes to City Council.
Check it. Also check it. More after school, because some kids are up 2 o'clock, and so you're gonna have kids from 2 o'clock till 4:35 that are playing sports.
I know the main week is out at 2:30, I think.
So right now we get out at 2:45. So I know it's kind of close there, so that even, and I kind of actually need a little bit of a break anyway. Just with some of the dynamics from my morning to afternoon preschool.
Okay.
So I really think I might be able to kind of get that niche before after school things start, but before after school starts, but like programs, but also with enough balance. Because I know I try to avoid City Hall when school gets out in the afternoon. So I totally understand that traffic.
Yeah,
I've gotten caught in it.
Okay.
So yes, it's definitely on my radar. It's definitely something that not only am I going to be researching and looking at, but once I kind of figure out that time frame with my staff, we're submitting that to the school district as well for them to kind of say, yes, based on our experience, we think this will be beneficial as well. So that's already been a conversation that both of us have had to make sure that this is a safe and, you know, mutually beneficial time frame for both of our organizations.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Shay.
Just in regards to your concern about the traffic flow, I know dropping off my kids for football games, you can imagine how crazy it is during the football games. That dropping them off near where the entrance is for the football game would be about where those kids would be dropped.
Yeah, my son was in football too, so I remember even during the summer it was busy there because they were going to practices.
But they do a good job, you know, with the traffic flow. Okay. You know, it's one way around there, so there's not cars going both ways. And even if they're dropping off little kids, it seems like it's very, very slow and it seems really safe. Okay. So.
All right, well, if you guys are excited about it, I mean, you guys need just a verbal, like, consensus that we're good and it's going to go to City Council?
Update.
Okay.
Yeah. This is going to City Council.
Yeah, so. I assume so.
So.
Can I just put my 2 cents in? I was in education. I did have 2 preschools in my school. I had 600 kids. It was not a problem. It was not a problem. You just put it a half hour later and a half hour before. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
And again, sometimes the parents who have children in preschool and children in their own school, they're there, kind of want to pick them up at the same time too. So sometimes they'll say, I want to be in the afternoon because there's a 15 or 20 minute difference. I want to pick up 2 kids because I want to take this kid home, then I got to come back and pick another kid up. So you might have parents in that situation too that have more than one child. So it's not that big of a deal. It's just like, trust me, parents are kindergarten kids. What's the difference between preschool and kindergarten? I mean, same thing. Kindergarten kids now is on the regular schedule with kids. They're scared to death. That they're going to be with first graders. They're going to be with second graders. You know, I had 8th graders in my school up to K-8. They're okay. These are parents. They're going to see that they're making a big deal out of nothing. As long as you are there, you explain it to them, and once they see it, it's going to be fine. It really is.
Okay.
So I don't think you have to worry about it.
We're pretty excited. I think it's a
You should be excited. That's where the kids should have been in the first place.
We're excited.
It should be in a school situation, not sitting out by the beach or by better
opportunities with the school district.
Absolutely. And I hope, I'm just going to say this, and don't put this in everything. I hope that this is going to be a relationship, an ongoing relationship with the school district, which we haven't had in a long time. And I hope that this goes in maybe someday.
Our relationship's been really good over
but
the
But I'm just saying, you have a new athletic director there. You've got a decent superintendent and principal there, and a decent school board.
We're working on a lot of stuff. Scott and his staff did a kind of
You might someday work on maybe a field house there that we can have too.
This wouldn't have happened if we didn't have a good relationship with them.
Right. But I mean, this is a good first step that we can continue on maybe a larger level.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
You should be.
Yep. All right. So 2022 field use agreement. This is something we do annually.
I just wanted you to sign off on it. Yeah. Basically, this is allowing travel organizations that we've worked with for years. They'll fill out the applications in there. It gives them designated field space. We do not, outside of YYBSA and our own leagues, we don't do any field maintenance for them other than mow the lawn, take the trash when it overflows. But when they set up their own fields for games, practices are responsible for
it. How is that going, though? I mean, remember we were a little concerned about it initially, and then there was some kind of a...
This has been going really well.
Scott talked about it to them, and they...
This has gone really well.
Good. That's good.
You know, it's an evolving thing year after year as the city grows. More of these organizations, our leagues are growing, things like that. I mean, we just have to iron out the differences a little bit here and there. But kind of giving them their designated field, it eliminates any issues where, you know, Ken's on a field from 5 to 7, I'm supposed to be on from 7 to 9, that just doesn't work out. Because Ken's game goes late or whatever. Ken and I have been out there for many of those things over the years where you kind of have your designated field and then we can work around it if we need to, but then they kind of know where they're going and stuff like that. So it's gone really, really well. But this is pretty much the same agreement every year.
All right, can I get a motion to approve the 2022 draft agreement? This is for the 2022 field usage.
So moved.
Motion by Diedrich.
Second by me.
Second by Lane. Roll call, please.
Yes. Lane.
Yes.
Wilbur.
Yes.
Sussex?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
And Demonovic?
Yes.
Oh, good. We hear you, Sash. All right. Tree and bench park donation fees.
I'll probably let Scott speak about this a little bit more. It's just as we've started to look into this and seeing what the true cost of us just to purchase these things when someone wants to sponsor one, it was really truly not covering the cost of associated with it.
Yeah.
And so Scott and I sat down, and Scott recommended these numbers that just truly pay for.
Just all we wanted to do is cover costs.
Yes.
This tends to get hot and be cold again, like get hot. But this year, last 2-3 years, it's been pretty hot. We've been doing probably, I would say, 5 to 10 of these a year. And the issue is it's costing us dollars now. It originally started, I started this program probably 28 years ago.
Right.
Because we had no money to buy trees for our parks.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was to basically get people, we started at a Beecher and Tidings Plot Park. And the whole idea was to get trees in our park. So since then, we've been pretty successful with actually working with a local nursery year-end and getting trees at a huge discount. And then also, land cash has come a long way, things like that. So when we build parks, we figure landscaping in the fee or into the cost of a park.
Okay.
So trees go in right from the get-go, whereas before, we were lucky if we had enough, you know, to just get the equipment. Mm. So we were happy to get the donation and to get partial coverage of it. And it's changed over the years a few times, but it's just one of those things when we do a bench and things like that. I think it's great. I think we should have it. I've talked to other towns, looked at other towns, and raising the fee, I think, will still be probably cheaper than most towns. And really, all I want to do is cover our cost for the plaque and the tree, or the plaque and the bench.
Sure.
So it's not like there's enough left over to do the trees, or are you saying it just covers the cost and that's it?
It covers our cost to plant the tree and to buy the plaque with the
room. The new price.
We still do the labor of doing.
Yeah, I mean it's
we
double.
Still do the labor of putting the tree in the ground, planting it. We still do the labor of installing the bench or even pouring a little bit of concrete, where the bench is going to go, but. Over time, so over a year, if you do 10 of these things, it comes out of our operating budget, and it's starting to hurt us a little bit.
Sure.
So it's going to, the tree and plaque is going to increase from $350 to $600
for
the bench.
For a tree, yes, that would include for the plaque and tree.
Okay. And then for the bench and plaque, it's going up to $2,000 from $800, so that's a pretty big jump. And that's
correct.
Just because materials have gone up so much?
Well, a bench is like $1,500.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. You have to get a certain type of bench then.
Well, but sure. even a cheap bench is probably $1,200.
When was the last time we had these? When were these fees set? Has it been a long time?
Well, probably.
This 800?
Since they've been changed, yes.
Yeah, before I was in
Yeah, we have not changed.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen that.
How long have you been directing it?
It's before 7-8 years.
Okay, so it's been a long time.
Yes.
So much. Okay.
We haven't done
anything.
Now, are these
I was at the party too long or something, but these are people who have passed on or something?
It could be
varieties.
Amy says it's
I've seen those types. It could be in honor of, it could
right.
be in
okay.
memory
right.
of.
Right.
It could be like graffiti all over it.
Now, where do you put these trees at?
So the people contact us, and
right.
then, and I'll tell you, most 9 out of 10 people go, I want it at Town Square.
Yeah, I guess I'm saying, what do you
Town Square's full.
You don't get to pick?
Yeah.
But I tell them Town Square and Riverfront are full. I'm like, unless we're cutting a tree down, you ain't getting a tree.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah.
You just cut two trees down.
I did.
He misses nothing.
I'm like, we just happen to cut a tree down.
Probably an ash or something.
So we try to work with the people. We say, and if it's in memory of somebody, where do they live? So we try to do it maybe closer to their house. And then some people are like, I just want it in a visible place.
Sure.
And so I'll give them 2-3 ideas of where it can go. They'll go out and kind of look. Then I go out and meet them on site.
Yeah.
And we say, here's where we can put the bench.
Aww.
They're very happy. We're very happy to get the donation. We just kind of wanted to start covering its cost because,
why would they think they're getting it for free?
They don't know.
They don't know the cost, though. So apparently,
correct.
If they want it, they got to pay the cost. Otherwise,
correct.
We're going to take a loss because they want.
And that's what
we understand
doing.
What they're doing.
But now we're to the point where
you can't do it without raising.
We plant trees when we build parks. We put benches in now.
Correct.
So it's time to make the adjustment.
Yeah. All right. So can I get a motion for the approval to adjust the tree and bench donation fees?
See, Dan, if you do a bench at that... The pickleball court.
I'm totally going to do it there.
I motion to move forward.
Okay, motion by Elaine. Or I'm sorry, Wilbur.
We have a mascot. You can't tell the difference. I understand it.
I was looking right at him.
I've been accused of love.
Seconded by Elaine, I'm sure. All right, roll call, please.
Brother.
Elaine.
Yes.
Wilbur.
Yes.
Sessish.
Yes.
Diedrich.
Yes.
And Domanovic.
Yes.
Thank
He's
you.
He's paying attention over there. Okay.
Yeah. It's delayed, probably.
No, it's delayed. All right, capital budget.
This is more an update because it's kind of changing all the time for us. But I just want to make sure that the capital budget is different than our operational budget. So this was money that the city had designated for us to purchase equipment and vehicles with. So I just wanted to make sure, keep the board updated of what we're doing with this money. Some of it, like we ordered the four trucks back in November. We don't expect them until anytime later in this year. We ordered two playgrounds last May. We're hoping to get them by February here. So some of it is, it'll probably have to carry over into fiscal year 23. Some of these things we're gonna start purchasing now, such as like a Gator vehicle. The Beecher Park improvements, electrical improvements have already been done.
Okay.
I kind of listed some of the things in there. Shay, we're working on some recreation equipment to get, so things like that. But I just kind of wanted to make sure that the board's updated on what we're doing with capital equipment and what we're purchasing with it.
This is not a big increase, is it? Or is it from, I don't know what last year's was. So that's...
Well, this has been the same.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest,
so you've not
this
added.
Is the first year the city ever gave us any money for capital equipment.
Oh.
We've always kind of made it come out of operational and made it work. This is the first year.
Oh, I thought we've always had stuff set aside for capital.
No, we've always set it off in the operational, and we wait until like March and go, okay, we can go buy that truck.
But it did get kind of moved over.
Yeah.
Well, it
would
get
moved.
So it
did get dragged over there.
So yes.
Okay.
It might get moved, but for this year, the mayor said, okay, we got to start designating. Like we have all these playgrounds that have to replace. You have trucks.
That's how we used to do it at the county.
Yeah.
That's probably why he's like, what is going on?
Yes. So he's like, we're designating a certain amount. And then we got some additional funds from when the federal government gave money to each of the cities. They broke that up and gave additional funds to spend on that. So we're spending it. It's just some of it, it's kind of taking a while just because of the supply chain issues. We're just not getting them as quick as we normally would. But I just want to keep you updated on where the money's at, where we're going in that account.
Do we now have our Parks and Rec capital budget line item, and is that the $413,000 in there? Is that what this is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Riverfront Park Island repairs update. This is exciting news.
So I actually sent this memo out to everyone a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I know Mark sent it off to the city council and things of that nature. I just wanted to add it in here. I mean, it is exciting that we finally have some dates set in stone.
It's been about 3 years?
Right?
2 years? 3 years?
It's been about 2 years.
Yeah.
Thanks for staying on top of it.
So we do have a date. We have kind of an idea. The biggest issue with this is they are going to have a staging area on, so the parking lot where Foxy's and Ginger and Solis, part of that is going to be used as a staging area.
Sure.
And then in between the playground and the bridge, part of that's going to be a staging area.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time it shouldn't be a big deal. When we have festivals, it's going to be a problem. So we're going to have to adjust around it a little bit.
Yeah, because it's going to be, it says the end of 2022, so that's all year.
Yeah.
I think it'll be faster than that.
Okay.
When we spoke to them recently, they're hoping by beginning of May they'll be up, and hopefully by the end
of the summer. So they wouldn't pull some of the equipment out when we're doing our festival?
I don't think so.
Well, keep in mind, they're going to have stockpiles of stone and material that they need to do the repairs.
They're not just
bulldozers and everything
else.
Materials
that are there.
Yeah, correct.
It's not going to be fun for our
summer
fest. We have to relocate some of the festivals.
I think we'll be able to work around it.
Okay.
There's a lot of space down there.
Okay.
We'll be working around it.
Will they
that'll be interesting. Let's remember this conversation.
Right?
Will they have to divert the water out of the canoe chute?
No.
I thought
they didn't do it last time.
One of the walls up.
Like a cofferdam, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
After
flew about a
okay.
It does get much lower if they stop it from going through.
So you guys can do the sides.
All right, well, it's exciting news. I'm just worried about this year. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll go well.
Does the state, this is probably a dumb question, but are they going to cover, like, any kind of landscaping after the construction is completed? Replacing grass?
I'm sure there's restoration in there, but I'll tell you, from their previous restoration
job, they don't do a great job.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So we'll probably do a restoration after their restoration.
Or maybe I can say, give us your budget, we'll do it.
Well, I would like that, actually.
Yes.
That's a bad idea.
Keep your eyes on it for this time and let us know if there's issues with them not doing it right.
I mean, you dig down.
Yeah, because we could almost say, if you have a certain budget allotted, we'll take it. Yeah.
That was put there when they did the thing, when they did the original project, so.
Well, because they do it more generic, whereas if we like something, then.
I like the idea of taking the budget.
Yeah, I think if they have a certain amount of money set aside for that, then we just use it, so. If you could, though.
It's not a bad idea.
All right, story walk proposal. This is interesting.
Yeah.
So the Education Foundation through the school district is a group we've been working with the last few years with the golf outing. And so they had reached out to me last week. They're looking to do more kind of things in the community. Mm-hmm. This is one of the proposals they had. They're definitely looking to bring the library on board with this in some form or fashion. We do not have a lot of the details worked out. We will swing this back. I just wanted to make you guys aware of what they're coming to us to propose with. We got to figure out what park, things of that nature, the long-term funding on this, what happens if one breaks or how is it going to work, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure before we get too far down the line that nobody on the board has any issues with us continuing the discussions with them and trying to work something out.
I think it's exciting.
I don't get it. That's my thing.
I think, but when you look at the cost of it, are they talking about covering costs, or we would have to come up with that?
I don't get what
I think it's all very much they don't know where we're at. I think it's like, let's all come together. Can we make this work?
It's educational.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
What is it?
They want us to share in the cost.
And they're a fundraising entity.
Yeah. Yes,
you know, they're
I
not
don't think they're looking to share in the cost of it, but
just can they do it?
It would probably be one where we would have to install it. And stuff like that. And then the only concerns I really have is more the long-term cost to this. So what happens when one breaks, one gets vandalized? I need to understand the details a little bit more.
Can you just tell me what is it?
So it's kind of like these posts with things on it.
What's going to be on these posts?
You have to read.
So you can change it out.
Does it change? So in other words, this could be an ongoing program where, as you were saying, I heard for Martin Luther King Day, you might put something in there.
If you walk through some of our parks now, Dan, like if you walk through Wheaton Woods, or if you walk through, I think even Clark, we have educational signs in there that alert you to wildlife, to nature, so when you're looking at something, you realize.
You see what it is, right? You see that,
correct. You might see white tail deer,
and you kind of just walk through it and you just look at stuff.
It says, what is a story?
I know, it might be a story of a children's book. Each page.
But how many times can you walk through there?
It's changeable though.
That's what I'm saying. You can change it.
I think that would be the
more details.
Who
it seems like a really nice,
pie-in-the-sky
idea, but I don't get it.
The ones that I've seen are the exercise ones. I don't know if you've seen the
exercise. Well, I've seen those, but you have the exercise equipment that's
there. And those are kind of fun.
Then you do that.
If you think about this too, we have a feature similar to this in Remy Schneider Park, right? And it's about fire safety that we did when we built the park.
Okay.
But it doesn't change.
Correct, but it's kind of the same concept, and it is maybe stagnant, but because it's a firefighter-themed playground, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
We chose to do stop, drop, and roll.
That's the theme of that park.
Right, so we chose to do there that could be a safety feature there that's kind of
they're
trying to do.
I still don't get it. I don't know if you're going to put it at some park and mom's going to take the kids and look at the stuff. I mean.
And this one does change?
I don't get it.
I will get all the details.
I don't have all the details.
I wanted to bring it to the board just so you guys knew what we were talking about. We'll have more details and bring it back.
Yeah, I need more details on that. It doesn't seem.
I like the idea. I just think you have to ask about, like you said, what's longevity wise, how does that work? You know, how do the logistics of that come together, and who takes care of it and manages it?
Yeah, and if it's not damaged by the older kids too that are in there too. I mean, there's a lot of issues that theoretically it sounds like a really nice fairy tale story, but in the long run it could be terrible.
We will get all the details.
All these things that go into our existing parks, the playground parks?
No, this will be some place, right? One place.
I think
it would go into one park.
One park.
And you walk on the sidewalk and you look at
the things we have to change, like the things for the
season. It would be interesting if five different parks.
Who's going to do that? Who's going to make this? I don't know. I just, I'm not on the board yet.
Where I'm going with my question is, what if you use this as a way to educate people to all the things on the riverfront, the river and the ecology and all that kind of stuff? And then that, I don't know what you call it, that side part in back of the parking lot. That's a place where people would go.
I could talk to them.
I don't know what you're trying to teach.
Yeah.
So
again, it's, I don't think it's necessarily us trying to teach anything.
Okay.
I think it's more the Education Foundation came to us with an idea that they have of saying, we would like to use one of your parks to do this. Are you guys going to be open to using it in one of your parks?
Well, then they're in charge of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gene, that is
so
one of the parks.
I don't think... Yeah.
What?
Riverfront is one of the parks we recommend.
Okay.
But I, from my understanding, is I don't think it's more necessarily like educational based of that nature. I think it's going to be more story based.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of a children's
I'm
story.
I'm thinking about my experience driving the hayride.
What age?
Through the park there and telling people about what this is all about. Where does this river go?
I don't have all the details. This just literally came at the last second. I just put it in the agenda because I wanted to make you guys aware of it in the discussion.
I appreciate
more details and bring it back.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make sure if people are like, absolutely not, then I can go say, okay, they do not want to do this at all.
Yeah.
I will at least get more information and bring
I like the idea. I love it.
And
so
I'm not on board yet.
It says StoryWalk Books. So I would imagine that it's like a category of books or like a company that has...
Yeah, I'll get all the details. I think that's one of the reasons
maybe
they wanted the library involved. Because
I,
you know, my guess is they're going to fund
what
the
age
group
what's the age group
it's
got to
be young kids.
It'd be for younger kids.
For
preschool,
so you just want to see some more detail, Dan.
Yeah,
it's early literacy. Yeah,
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Sorry.
It might just be way above, you know.
No, I just don't get it.
I know that's why
I don't
saying.
See the educational value of it yet. I got to see what it's like. So I don't get it. I mean, I just
we
don't,
got it.
I don't understand why you don't get it, but whatever.
Gotta Mary had a little lamb or something in it. And more around it. And then you change it. And once you see Mary had a lamb, you better change it to something. I mean. I don't get it. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Parks and Recreation monthly reports.
We're still kind of far behind, but one of the things that we really were working on this fall, and because we had such a fairly mild December, we're actually working on upgrading our disc golf course out of Fox Hill West Park. As you know, I mean, believe it or not, that gets used fairly regularly, but we kind of had a contact from a couple of people who are very serious players that live in Yorkville, and so we've kind of met with them and talked through some things, and they said, hey, you know, this park would be so much better if you did X, Y, and Z. So we talked about it, thought about it, and we said, you know what, I think it's time to maybe, if it is our one and only disc golf course, that maybe we need to make some of those improvements to make it a... If we're going to attract people to a disc golf course, it probably should play like a disc golf course. So we met with them, so we poured, it's a 12-hole course. We out there, we weren't able to originally get 18 holes in, much like a regular golf course, but we have 12, and people still come and love it. So we actually poured concrete tee boxes. So if you know anything about the game of golf, you have a tee box, right? Well, it's no different for disc golf. Now, we never had that before. We just had a spot that marked where the tee was at and through. And for a beginner or for, you know, average player, they don't mind doing that. But the people that are really active in this and like this want to have a concrete tee box because there's a foul mark on it. If you go past, your throw is not good for the serious player. And then we also, so we moved some of those around and positioned them. Changed a couple of the hole locations, and as I mentioned earlier, we were able to get some trees at a huge discount, so we were able to actually plant some new trees that will actually make it play a little tougher too. So we were able to get those poured and backfilled this year. We'll have to get some grass established once spring hits, but that was one of the nice things that we were able to do this fall while we still had the weather poor. Obviously, guys have been doing work on our rehabbing of our equipment. Currently, everything's tore apart in our shop. Understand too that parks guys are the same guys that you see in the plow trucks. Our entire staff goes out when it's inclement weather and it's salting and plowing, so that does take a good portion of their time when we have that. So I mean, that's job one. So whatever's going on, we put it to the side. Those guys go out and do that work. So understand that. They did a ton of rehab on baseball. Obviously, we have to. That's something we do every year. trying to rehab our fields as quick as we get off them, so we're ready for springtime play. And then we're going to, just to give you guys an FYI, I already mentioned it, we're expecting the equipment to come in for Price Fox Hill East Playgrounds towards the end of February. Mm-hmm. I think the beginning of February, I think we're going to go and fence those areas off and start taking the equipment down so that we can maybe hit the ground running a little faster. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, if we get delayed again, you know, those parks might be sitting idle until we get the equipment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm a little apprehensive about that, but I'd much rather have the changeout happen quicker when our parks aren't at a peak use than wait, you know, for it to happen. So,
is there any foundational work that needs to be done in the parks?
Minor. So we're reusing the same poles, as you all know. We're just putting up new climbers, new panels, new slides, things like that. There are a few footings that are going to have to be poured, but we're trying this method to see if it's going to save us some dollars and some time. Yeah.
Yeah. So it shouldn't be weather shouldn't affect it too much. Like if it got really cold.
Correct. We should be able to move forward with it. So I'll, you know, obviously when we go to do those things, we'll make sure you guys are aware. We'll make sure it's out on our Facebook and all that, so the public's aware of what's going on. So they're like, you know, why are our parks fenced off? But I do want to kind of do that just to get ahead of it. So as spring gets here and weather breaks, that we're able to bang those things out as quick as we can. So
exciting. Shay, you have anything?
I think Tim covered a lot of our updates earlier. I mean, preschool, we're just chugging along, trying to keep it open as much as possible. And I'm just day-to-day handling COVID situations as they come along. So it's keeping us on our toes, but, you know, we're making everything work. So that's been really great to see. I am in, between all that, I'm getting all of our special events ready to go for the summer. So that's always just exciting to start seeing all the pieces coming together and all the excitement that we'll have for 2022. So more announcements to come as those details are getting finalized. And yeah, we start basketball this Saturday over at Cross, so that's nice that we at least were able to get something together for the kids to stay active and getting in shape and having fun over winter break here. And yeah, we're off to an awesome start right now for spring sports. I mean, almost 500 kids within, I mean, soccer just started on Wednesday, we're almost at 250, and baseball started last week Wednesday, and we're at 250, so I mean, awesome start and just some really exciting things, hopefully, as we get into 2022.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Same just so everyone knows, Shay stayed home because she's so involved in preschool. If she has any situations, it knocks her out and knocks the whole class out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if she doesn't have to be at any meetings, we do not bring her right now because she's heavily teaching in the classes.
Sure.
And her and Christina.
Do you have anything to add
to
the reports?
No, we actually just finalized the St. Patrick's Day celebration today. Mm-hmm. So I will send a flyer out to everybody. We're starting to get ready for that. That's going to be here quicker than we think.
Yeah.
So
always is.
Purcell's favorite. Shay and I kind of was like, we got the Christmas break. I'm like, okay, we're going to take a break because COVID.
Just call it the Purcell party.
And it's like it came back. Like, well, we got to get ready for St. Patrick's Day. Like, that is coming.
Yeah.
Forward. We got that pretty well set. We're ready to go there. I mean, some of the bigger things, we're just trying to iron them all out, get them ready for this year. So
okay.
Should be pretty exciting.
And
just trying to keep staff as healthy as possible under the circumstances. A lot of times with rec staff, we're trying to send them home just because they're around so many unvaccinated kids. If they have any issues, it really causes some preschool problems. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to be in the office. We're trying to keep them out right now.
Sure.
And then just working on things here and there. So great. Budget is probably the biggest thing. The city's budget goes from May 1st, so we're gearing up to present next year's city budget to the council. So there's been a lot of meetings with that right now.
Okay, sounds good.
I've got two quick questions when you're open for that. Yeah.
Oh, we don't have any executive session.
Nope.
All right, additional business. Gene, do you have something?
It was a brief conversation 3 or 4 years ago about a bike trail that would run from 47 to Hoover. Haven't heard anything about that. Is that on the back burner, or is that still possible? Or?
I will have to look into it. I think they applied for it and they did not get the grant.
Didn't get the grant.
I think that was something that we had worked with Aaron on, and I think we applied for it. And, a lot of hurdles there.
Because I think that's part of an IDOT thing too. So it's one of those things.
I would.
Just curious.
Yeah.
I just wanted to stay up.
My second question is, the riverfront area upstream from Hoover that we administer, I don't know what, there's a name for it, I forgot
Crawford
the name.
Crawford Park.
Crawford? Okay. Is there any long-term thought to how to use that land?
It's a passive use right now because it's in the floodway.
The floodway, yeah.
Okay.
So, you haven't been out there. It's beautiful.
I hike through there about 3 times a week. I hike the whole thing.
Oh, do you? Oh, wow.
So, Gene, you've noticed we've actually been keeping it.
No, you have. No, you've been thinning out the trees and making it look really nice. You did that big brush clearing thing, and that looks great. It's a beautiful piece of land, albeit it's floodplain, but I mean, it's a nice piece of land.
It's really.
But I don't know what to use it for. I'm not suggesting anything.
I have
some thoughts. Once you mow it down, it.
I have some thoughts on that. Right. The issue we have with that park is access.
Well, I understand that too, because I park at the top of the hill, and there's not that many parking places, and that hill's pretty rough.
But it's right in between two homes, basically. To access it is kind of an odd.
It's between a home and kind of a little pond.
There. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even to get equipment down there.
I'm not saying I have any solutions.
It's along the river, and then all the homes are up probably 80 feet higher.
Way up.
It's in River's Edge, so if you go in River's Edge, you go.
It's a beautiful spot. I have some thoughts.
It's beautiful when you get down in there.
If you go by River's Edge, there's a little kind of a cul-de-sac. You can park there and walk down the steep hill to get to it, or you can walk in all the way around from Hoover.
We have a few forest preserves that don't have access. It's always the part, you know, you buy a piece of land, you think, oh, this is going to be great. And then on either side, you're like, well, wait a minute, we don't own those. How do you get to it?
That's all, I just wanted.
I mean, there is a city 50-foot, I believe a 50-foot city right-of-way for, I think it originally was for a road, the road potential.
Yeah.
That could be explored to maybe create better access potentially at some point.
I didn't come with any ideas, just a curiosity.
Well, those are the kind of things you have to apply tap funds from the county.
A long time ago, the thought was you get an easement with the railroad there, and then you could cut into that, down that way, and get onto that trail.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
That's not anymore.
Yeah, the train doesn't want to get out anymore.
No.
I just like watching for places for this time of year, like cross-country skiing or sledding for kids, and I know the parks in Aurora where they have sled hills that are really
We've got quite a few hills. I mean, nothing major, but we've got snow spots. We try to have those.
It's just a snow.
Yeah.
When you said frisbee golf, I mean, that area down there could be used for that, but again, limited parking at the top of the hill. Probably no more than 6 cars. But I'm just kicking around ideas. It's a neat place just to go hike if you haven't hiked there.
Yeah, I didn't know you hiked there. Maybe I'll meet you.
Oh, yeah.
It's very neat area.
I'm always worried about the ticks and everything. So.
You what?
No. Anyway.
So when I do the dam work there, will the boat launch be affected?
I don't believe so. I think their work is going to be south of there.
I was wondering.
It should be all where the...
I think
they're
going to be
west
of there.
So, no, I think that will be usable. I don't think, you know, they'll still have access
unless
to the playground.
Unless they
want to
go down the...
I have not seen anything on their paperwork that says that we won't have access to that.
I was asked that by someone.
Yeah, no, I don't believe so.
I appreciate that you're swearing. The dam work, you know, they're working to the dam work.
All right, can I get a motion to adjourn?
One more thing. I motion to adjourn.
Oh, stop it. No, I appreciate, I really, really do, 7:00. Appreciate the pickleboard, the pickle, board, whatever the hell it is.
Yes.
You know, I really appreciate that. I think you're going to see it really grow. And I just want to say one more thing. Down the line, and this is way in my bag now, ice skating rink.
Oh, Jesus.
I really feel that there is a desire out there for kids to ice skate.
There is.
There's absolutely no place to ice skate.
There is. I will say this.
Not in Yorkville, but there is one not too far. In Montgomery by Briarcliff, there's a...
But I'm just saying, that's
on the water there.
You mean a refrigerated one or just a...
That's really what you
need. Ice cubes.
That's really what you need to have to make it work, Dan.
What?
Yeah.
Is to have a refrigeration.
Yeah, sure.
We have tried it many times.
Refrigerated. You know, man-made cool.
The only time it works is right now.
You can't count on Mother Nature.
And I can tell you, the issue you have is when it's this cold, people don't want to go, and then actually trying to put a little layer of ice on it.
I understand. I don't know what
I would really. I mean, to get a nice
one,
you have to have some sort of assisted refrigeration to get it.
We really have to do this.
We don't have to, but I think that's what they do at Maggie Daly Park.
Yeah,
refrigeration.
The issue is, like Scott says, is this thing wouldn't be up until just like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
all Christmas, right. It would have never been cool
right.
enough for this
right.
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a losing battle.
But don't they do
Shall
something that they make them such as they can play also in the summertime with roller skates?
You can buy it's fake. What is it?
Well, they
I've
seen it where they have like areas that they'll do in the summertime and then you flood them. I have seen.
Yes,
that.
Sure.
Well,
yes.
Didn't they years ago? And I don't know. I was
St. Charles has one.
Didn't they do over there by the park over there was indented into across the high school there? You know where the park is that over there now?
Yes, that was actually built originally for that.
That's what I thought. They put some
visqueen
on the bottom or something.
Well,
like that.
The issue is they've actually. Packed clay in there and it didn't hold water and the water drained out but the ice was on top and then the ice fell 6 inches because the water drained out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here long enough
was
for to know that's.
But they did have something there.
They tried it there. We actually our best success that we've had ever was actually in the parking lot at Beecher, which was
really
brilliant. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
And then we actually had some success at Riverfront Park in years past.
Right. A little too small, that's all I would say. You did a good job.
I agree.
It's real small.
I don't disagree. I mean, I think it's something we could look at. And perhaps if we get this pickleball court, maybe it's something we can do over the top of pickleball.
That's possible, too. Yeah. I'm just saying, down there, I think there's a need also. Not as great as pickleball, I don't think. But there are people that get, if the Blackhawks do better, everybody's out skating. I mean, everybody wants to skate. People want to skate with their daughters. They want their, and I understand Montgomery's got a tour, you said, but we don't have it. And that's again.
I just want to remind everybody: every time we put in a menu,
cost,
not the initial cost.
Maintain it.
What are you going to do 20 years from now when you have to replace it? Like that's the only issue that we have to think about. We have a lot of park amenities for the size that we are.
I agree.
There is
a lot. Well, that's why you got the city.
Yeah.
Really, our checks are getting pretty high. They should put some amenities.
Oh
here.
Yeah,
that's. Oh my gosh.
Don't you think?
That's all we need is to add to it.
No, I have lots of list of people what they want.
Why don't you send some amenities here?
All right, can I get a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
I second.
Lanes.
Yeah, I'll second.
Seconded by Wilberg.
Thank you, Dan. Maybe in a week or so.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Just call me when you get back from Vegas.
Yeah, go ahead. Now that they're quiet.
Recording stopped.
This is a roll call for adjournment. Wilberg?
Yes.
Okay, Sessick?
Yes.
Diedrich?
Yes.
Demonovic? He's gone.
I think I cut him off.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.